Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hello, 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 there we go. Hello, 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 and welcome to this Final Boss Fight live stream of D&D. My name is John, and I am joined by Smitty.
Good evening, everybody.
I am joined by Steamed Chew.
Hello, hello.
And we are joined, very last minute, by one rogue trader enthusiast.
Hello, hello, hello.
Who is not at all out of breath from running back to the computer to be with us.
Lies! All lies!
Well, all I can say is, like, you pulled off, like, an Indiana Jones-style slide to get in before the door shut.
Dun, 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 dun.
Unfortunately, Goat is feeling a little bit under the weather after a long car trip back from MegaCon, and also being at MegaCon. So won't be joining us tonight. And Ben is moving home. So won't be joining us for a little while. Sir Drupal says, I think he was visiting a cafe that he likes and then throwing some axes. I don't know if Rogue wants to admit to either of those things.
I did both of these things. Look, I've got it. It's important to get into character. Now, admittedly, I can't find anywhere that allows me to throw javelins and wield a greatsword on the weekend, but throwing axes is as close as I can get.
Fair enough.
I'm a method actor, John. Method actor.
Andrew also wishes to point out that you weren't throwing axes at the cafe.
I would if they let me.
Well, that's fair. They probably don't have the insurance for it.
I mean, they did use the old shooting galleries where they shot across the bar.
Yeehaw. Now that's my sort of place.
Anyway, when last this group met, you explored some areas... you explored some areas of the... Oh, apparently, even if they did have the ability to do it, they wouldn't let you do it, Rogue.
Just me specifically.
You specifically. You are being called out.
I deserve it.
You explored some areas of the dungeon and discovered a troll, some very rotting meat, several nicely appointed dining areas... you entered into a fight on two fronts as at about the same time Wohl explored the dead body of a basilisk that was clutching an orb in one of its claws, and as he did so a pair of giant centipedes erupted from its corpse, and at about the same time Vason backed into a corner away from Underscum and touched a statue covered in a shiny black stone, and the stone itself animated, revealing itself to be an ooze, a pudding-like ooze that dripped acidic slime across things as it made a valiant effort to fight against you. You quickly managed to bring both the giant centipede and the slime down. However, Vason was very injured in this encounter and passed out very quickly on the floor afterwards. And the rest of you decided to take a long rest as well. and upon waking from the long rest, slightly later than you had intended, you have discovered that
Hello.
Apparently my stream got so excited at the Rogue Trader Enthusiast resubbed for 7 months in a row that it decided to boot me off of Discord.
Well, we all know who the real stars of this show are, John.
Well, without me,
I am officially hijacking your stream.
You're not on the stream. You woke up to discover that Underscum and Ick, who had been taking the last watch, not to be outdone, Tales of Gaming Addiction has just resubbed for a whole year.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
That's 12 months. Let's see what happens with this, says Tales of Gaming Addiction. Apparently I can stay for that one. But there are 3 minutes to get your boost train. I thought it was called a hype train. I guess they've changed it.
Oh.
You found that Ick and Underscum had vanished, and all that was in their place, you could see the signs of a scuffle, and dropped on the ground a spider fashioned from silver in the form of a necklace. And now to you I say go.
It seems to be a lot going on.
So where did you say this necklace was?
About where you're stood at the moment, Vason. I believe you'd gone over to pick it up.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back to the map so that that makes sense.
It is. Going to the map is useful.
This is very interesting because now, for some reason I can't see any of the places we have previously travelled to.
In an attempt hopefully...
Don't have to reset the map.
In an attempt to hopefully allow other people to see the map, I have switched the map up a little bit.
Outrageously sensible behaviour.
So... You might notice that the map looks a little bit different. Because it is. But anyway, yes, there is a signs of a scuffle where you are stood, Vason, and a spider fashioned in silver on a chain on the floor that looks to have been pulled off of somebody's neck quite by force.
I suppose, is there anything I would know just from looking at this necklace that I'd recognise about it? Like any symbology?
Make me an investigation check. Or a religion check.
That's cool. Well, either way, I am not a... That's a sexy, sexy nine.
It looks like a spider. They're like eight-legged creatures that live in the wild.
All right, I toss the necklace over my shoulder, and I'll just have a take a look at the scuffle, see if there's anything I recognise.
Did you find anything interesting over there, Basin?
Necklace, spider on it, But there's a bit of a scuffle that seems to have happened. Give me a second. And I'm going to investigate the scuffle. What does the scuffle say? Or at least, what clues can I get from the actual, bit of fighting?
You can make out the... It's difficult to see, because this is a stone floor. And so there's not a lot that leaves a mark in it. But you can see there's not a lot of blood involved. It doesn't look like anybody's been killed here. It looks possibly like something has come in and blitzed in and taken the missing people of your party, somehow subdued them swiftly and removed them from this space. There's enough of a scuffle to point out that they haven't gone willingly with someone. They have been taken.
And what is that corpse on the floor?
That is the basilisk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there was a basilisk before.
That is the basilisk that was mentioned in the intro. It had an orb in its claw when you came in, but now as you get to it, you notice that it doesn't have an orb in its claw anymore.
Huh. Where has that gone? Ah, maybe the people who took Underscum took it. Someone's taken Underscum. And I guess Ick. I'm more concerned about Underscum, in all honesty. Is anyone actually a good tracker?
Well, in a certain environment, yes, but probably not now. I would like to look at the spider necklace, on the other hand, DM.
Okay, make me an investigation or a religion check.
Oh, I'm good at investigation. I'm terrible at religion.
Pride cometh before a fall.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is what I get for opening my big fat gob.
Wow, beautiful.
Well, it's certainly a spider necklace.
It is a spider. It's
anything I'd be able to help with?
It's a well-made spider necklace.
I'd obviously be into trinkets and things.
You are welcome to also make a religion or investigation check on the necklace if you wish.
The game will work because my browser's saying it is not secure.
You just need to tell it to skip that.
Yeah, which I did, and I've clicked off of it onto another tab and I've gone back to it. It's taken it off again. Bear with.
My brother has redeemed a stretch, so if you wish to stretch your muscles...
It'll be a terrible idea. So I will stretch and you'll hear nothing but cracking of bones.
Snap, crackle, pop. My knee!
Now, strangely enough, I did that the other day around the girlfriend's and she was quite horrified at the amount of noise my back made. She was like, is that your back? It's like, yep, every last vertebrae. God, that feels better.
I can't crack my back. It can crack, but I cannot do it.
It will not crack on command.
No, it unfortunately, the habit I've gotten into is, it turns out, I'm strong enough to like lift up and crack the full length of most of my friends' backs. The inverse is not true.
I may call on your back-cracking services when we see each other at IRL.
You are entirely welcome to.
Wall will roll over as will Haleth comes over.
I'd love to do it if my sheet would let me.
I just want to see if Wall is any good at either of these things.
I'd hope so. Wall's meant to be the smart one.
How are we all rolling so badly?
Wall is
I'm a cleric. How does that work? I have plus 5.
Wait, but it's only giving you plus 3.
Oh, you
rolled 3.
Sorry, yes.
How are we all rolling so badly?
We're all sleepy.
Nuri, you know that several people worship spider deities, the predominant one being Lolth, the Spider Queen, who tends to be worshipped by the Drow. Wall.
Oh, that's a beautiful natural one.
I know, so much.
Wall, rolling a 16, which is more than several of you added together. In fact, more than all of you added together for this necklace.
Beautiful.
Looks at the necklace and suggests that it looks of drow make. it's clearly reverential to Lolth, but it doesn't seem to be a holy symbol of Lolth. More it's a sort of family necklace. Something that you might buy for a family member to be like, yeah, Lolth is cool, but also congrats on turning 21 sort of thing.
I was going to say, is it like a cheap knockoff crucifix necklace kind of deal?
It's not cheap. It is rather well made, but it isn't like it's not a holy symbol of Lolth.
Yeah, got you. I shall keep it anyway.
Wait, so what's that mean, Wal?
Well, this probably means that they were taken by the drow. Somewhere deeper in the Underdark, they must have come up and taken them.
I've got to admit, I don't think Vason actually knows much about the drow. Other than, they're elves. Sort of. But nasty.
And sadly, that's about as much information as I have as well, because I'm only a half drow.
Okay, so they obviously like operate underground. They can't be that far away. We only had a nap.
You'd be surprised they can travel faster than we can.
Where do they live?
There's a reason why they're really good mercenaries.
If you say so. Can I gonna have to trust you on this one? So where do they live? Where do we go? Because obviously we're gonna have to go get Underscum back.
Is it possible to do like a survival check to?
You can give it a go.
Yeah. Plus zero. God.
I would like. I would like to give you
a. Andrew, what have I done to upset you?
The dice gods are not happy.
I was going to say, I want to help you with this, so I think that gives you advantage.
With Vason's assistance, you can roll with advantage.
Oh, joy.
I should have done it myself.
Yeah. Oh. The tracks lead out of the room.
I know we're already in the show, but I just want to double check something. Rob, I'm just going to.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Clearly, the dice got something like me. Anyway, carry on, John.
From what you can see, as I say, it's difficult to see any tracks. It is a polished stone floor in here, so it's not ideal tracking terrain. But you can tell that they didn't come further into the room. They haven't left it by any means other than the main exit to the room. So you do know they left by that big double door in front of you.
Does anyone else feel a little insulted?
Not really. Consider it a good thing you're still alive.
I mean, yeah, but like, I'll admit, Underscum's a bit of a handful at times, but like, either there's a very small number of them only enough to take Underscum, or apparently we're not worth it. I feel a little hurt. I'd be a good slave. Not like a compliant one, but you know, strong.
Yeah, but then you're not a good slave because you're not compliant.
And see, this is why I'm a fighter and not a thinker.
I have intelligence of 10. I know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, then.
As you approach the door, can you make me a perception check? And we'll see how the... see if the dice are turning in your favour at all.
Nope.
Shouldn't have said anything. It's a door.
Can I also do the same?
Yeah.
If I can remember where perception is on this new character sheet. You... barely gotten used to the last one, and now we've got this nice, sensible, shiny one, and I'm lost. Perception. There it is. Oh my god! I'm a +2, and I get a 4.
Clearly, the plague is spreading.
Hey, Christy, do you want to try rolling perception? Because apparently the other two have left their earplugs in this morning.
If it will let me.
We're just self-obsessed and self-indulgent. Very vain.
Does not like me.
No, we're just debating the importance of, you know, what actually constitutes a good slave.
Oh, yeah, no, I was hearing all of that. I just mean the physical sheet does not like me. Right. Is it perception?
Yep. Okay, Nuri, over the top of an argument about whether Vason would or would not make a good slave, you can just about make out on the other side of the door the sound of footsteps. Somebody is walking around out there and they're not hiding themselves.
Almost as if they want us to go into the door. I think we should try getting through this door. He says another sign of life.
I mean, I didn't think that not going through the door was an option.
I mean, unless you want to find a window and go in a side way.
Lisa just starts looking around at the stone walls underground. Windows?
Let's just kick the door through, shall we?
After you?
No. After you. I insist. You're much tankier and larger than I am.
Okay. Vason apparently is feeling dramatic today. If Nuri and Nefira would kindly get out of the way, essentially just goes back, steps back into like a full-on like sprinting position to shoulder barge through the door.
Okay.
And I'm doing the full Victorian gentleman two-hand point after you.
By all means.
Dun, 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 dun. Boof. Door. Boof.
The door.
Assuming I get through.
Flies open.
Oh.
It wasn't locked.
Screeching halt about here.
And as you screech to a halt in this room that you've been in before, this is the same room that you fought the manticores in, you see a 6-foot-tall humanoid cat woman, a large greatsword strapped across her back. Brown fur covers her face and her arms, and a large scar crosses her eye.
Hey, so anybody want to tell me who the fuck the linebacker is? The hell is this?
There's a very brief moment as my greatsword comes out. What's a linebacker?
I think it's just what you just did.
Oh.
The fuck is this?
What the fuck is going on? The fuck are you?
I asked the questions first. You're the asshole who came barging through a door without warning. It had a doorknob. There was no reason. Like, what the fuck?
Apologies. My name is Nefira. This is Vason. He likes to charge through doors a lot. Charles Manor has gone through a lot of doors.
every decent party needs a dumbass, so fair.
Hang on a second. I'm feeling I'm being insulted.
If you can't tell, then you're definitely the dumbass.
The rumbling sound of lightning is now growling in Vincent's throat.
At this point, the pair is going to step in and go, okay, ladies, if you're going to have a fight, handbags at one pace. Can I ask who you are?
The name's Toya. Who the fuck are you?
I said, my name's Nefira. This is Vasin.
Oh, right. Sorry, didn't hear that. I was too busy paying attention to the big thing who came barreling through a door that wasn't locked.
There were footsteps. We killed everyone here yesterday.
You know, amazingly,
I thought you were a threat.
None of these doors are locked. So I just kind of walked in. It happens when you don't lock doors behind you, John. Look, weird things aside, you haven't seen anybody running around, have you?
Are they by chance drow? Because we are looking for some drow.
Drow.
Yeah, dark elves. Think me, but much, much darker skin with much pointier ears.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think if that's what I'm looking for. Probably? Look. Let me just preface this by saying that I love my girlfriend so very much. But she's not smart, okay? And she went and got herself in trouble. And last thing I knew, they were headed this way. So, you know, if you happen to have seen her, that would be great. If not... Buck? I don't know.
Maybe later. Perhaps we can help each other out.
Help each other out? I mean, yeah, sure. Why not?
Cool, fantastic. Right, you two can resume fighting with your handbags now.
Do I look like I carry a handbag, motherfucker?
Wall. a purple-skinned tiefling in a wheelchair rolls around from Nefira, looks over at you, Toya. No, but I could possibly get you one.
I'm good, but thank you very much for the offer. I appreciate it.
He reaches inside the bag next to him and just pulls out a gun that keeps on going longer than the bag should be able to hold.
Nice.
Really very useful.
God damn.
Reaches in again and pulls out a troll's head, looks at it, and puts it back in again.
Is that not what you were looking for?
I was trying to find breakfast. Reaches in and pulls out a sandwich and just starts.
Wait.
You guys
brought food?
And I thought I was the one doing idiotic things.
Yeah, we're going to be here a while.
Basically puts the stores away.
Decent adventurer knows that if you kill something in a dungeon, you're morally obligated to eat it so it doesn't go to waste. And Minotaur meat isn't that bad. Crisp it up a bit, add a few spices, there you go.
I mean, I'd never thought about whether or not we should have smoked the manticores. That would mean, is manticore edible? I've never tried it.
It kind of depends on the part of the body.
I was going to say, the lion bit would be quite tough and interesting.
Anyway, speaking of other stupid things, you've mentioned your girlfriend, but what does she look like? Is she a gnome? Is she an elf? Is she, like, an Asimar from the heavenly plains?
Oh, no, she's human. And she's the sweetest little thing, I swear to God. She's so... perfect and adorable, and I love her. But she's dumb as a bag of rocks. Really. I love her to bits. Don't get me wrong. I love her so much. But she's just not smart. I don't know how that happened either. I thought I was attracted to intelligent people. And then she just kind of shows up in my inn room one night, insisted that I was the one in the wrong room, even though I'd been there for 3 days, and then asked me if she could pet the kitty. Me being the kitty.
Okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that for a second. I thought there was going to be some sort of cat lurking around.
Right. Anyway, somehow we ended up dating, and I'm still not entirely sure how it happened. But, I mean, it works. But her being the dumbass that she is, she believed somebody who told her that if she went to this specific place, they'd show her where to find a thing, and I told her not to go. But, I mean, what do I know? It's not like I haven't been adventuring for, like, the last 20 years.
And so she's down here looking for what exactly?
I don't think she came down here looking. I think whoever took her brought her down here. From the things that I was able to find before I actually got here, it looks like she put up a decent fight. She's a sweet little thing, but I mean, if you're getting kidnapped, you're not going to just stand there and let it happen.
I did hope so. Oh, hope you not that.
So. I hope so. I do think she is. I'm pretty sure she's smart enough to fight off. I mean, she was adventuring on her own before she met me, so, you know. Oh! Perfect. Actually, that reminds me. Okay, you guys might have actually heard her if you didn't see her. Did you at any point hear a shrill echoing cry of flying death?
A lot a couple of weeks ago, but I'm feeling that's a different person.
Well, damn.
I was going to say, DM, did we ever hear this over the course of the adventure?
You have not heard this over the course of the adventure.
In that case, then no, we haven't heard this at all.
Oh, that sucks. She has this habit of screaming that when once she gets her swords out, and she just jumps, and she slams them both down pretty hard. It's kind of badass. Kind of sexy. God, I love that woman.
Different folks for different strokes. Anyway, so I take it you came from the east of this place.
Yeah.
Cool. So no need to check that way for our drow. Speaking of, actually, did you see like a... Even though you haven't seen the drow, did you see like a shaved bugbear?
I haven't seen shit, to be perfectly honest. You guys are the first non-monsters I've met since I got in here, so...
Wait, how did you get in here? I look over
the face wall and everybody else and go, that doesn't totally disqualify Underscum, does it?
Not particularly. What about a goblin? Like, just a small goblin on his own with a crossbow?
Nope. I saw a few imps.
Okay, which way did you come in this dungeon? Because I thought the only way in here was via the lift.
Dude, I don't even know. There was a big hole in the ground.
Please tell me you didn't just jump in.
Well, what else was I supposed to do? I didn't have a rope.
Okay, I take it back. I like you.
I was going to say, I like your think first and ask questions later attitude.
I ask questions now. I asked him who he was.
Right. Anyway, so you came from the east, we came from the west, and seemingly, if both of those are covered, there were a couple of holes that we didn't cover when we came down, which mentally we need to backfill on, but like, I mean, if we're both looking for drow, we both had someone kidnapped, might as well travel together.
Might as well. I'm sorry you guys lost a dude. Wait, was it a dude or a chick?
Two dudes.
Okay, cool, because I'm not, like, gender biased or whatever the hell it is now. Is that a thing? I think it's a thing. Pretty sure someone told me at the last inn it was a thing.
I mean, anyone could be a... anyone can be a damsel in distress.
Very true. Okay, so anyway, your dudes are duded, and my dude is duded, so let's get going. I feel like kidnapped is a wrong word, because my girlfriend's not a kid, and I'm going to assume that your two dudes aren't a kid, so maybe we should go with, like,
and lady. I'm here as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, like, you weren't captured, so... I feel like we should go with captured, because kidnapping just brings to mind all sorts of different connotations. And I'm 100% sure. Sorry.
What about abducted? Abducted's a good word.
Abducted makes me... that is a good word.
To be honest, if you said to Underscum that you had a free pitcher of beer, then it's not really an abduction.
Well, no, because that is an abduction. Captured is if you get grabbed during combat. The reason I know my girlfriend was captured is because, judging by the amount of blood and the body left behind, she got at least one of them. She's so cute.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm looking forward to this more and more. Someone who can kill one of these people, one of these drow, when Underscum seemingly didn't kill anyone. They're going to be fun.
But Underscum's a complete pacifist.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's the main reason we still have it.
I mean, you did just admit that if someone had offered him beer, he would have just gone with them. So, I mean,
that's. These are still statues, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Spiderwebs cover the ceiling.
Spider in the floor.
Jeez, it is fucking dead. Creepy. That thing is huge.
Wait. Did we do anything with the manticore statue? So that should be here if it's not being put in the bag of holding.
Have you harvested that thing for meat?
It was rotten when we got here.
Oh.
The manticore stuff, manticore corpses might still be good. I kind of ripped a few bones out of them, but I didn't think about the meat.
You would take a bone and not grab the meat? Come on, man. What waste. Like, at least honor their poor fallen corpses by cooking them and eating them.
The bodies of three manticores just sort of lie strewn on the ground. They're about a day or so old.
Isn't one of them petrified?
Yes.
We need to make sure that we can guide somebody down here, because we're gonna need a crew to lift that out of this hole. Actually, wait. Let me check how heavy it is.
Let's see if we try salt and lift it. Dry them. We can make them into jerky.
I'm gonna try and lift the manticore statue just to get a gauge of its weight.
It's pretty solid stone.
Oof. I was kind of hoping it was going to be hollow.
Nope, you turned it to stone. Wait.
Sorry, let me double check. Okay, so you turned a manticore, a living being, into stone. Right?
Technically, that was Underscum and a magic staff. But and in fairness to him, three of them were trying to kill him.
No, I'm trying to clarify something else. So this was a living being with internal organs and everything and muscle that got turned into stone, and you thought it was going to be hollow?
I was hoping it would be hollow.
I'm just questioning the thought process there.
Well, stone is heavier than flesh.
No shit, Sherlock.
So if the statue's going to become, turn from flesh to stone... would it gain weight, or would it just stay the same weight but then become hollow inside?
No, it would gain weight because all of the inner organs and muscles would have turned to stone too, and the bones and everything. The only open places would be open orifices. So, you know, if you blow into its mouth, it has...
This is... I've out of character, so this has to be said out of character because Vason's not this smart. This has some serious implications for the study of medicine in this world. Because, like, surely then, you petrify somebody who, petrify various things, and you could use the stone for anatomy practice.
I'm more interested in the corpse
would never rot. You just, like, go, tunk, 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 with a chisel. All right, cool. And under the chest, you have the rib cage. Under the ribs, tunk, 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 tunk. There you go. Take the stone ribs apart. All right, we've got the liver, the lungs.
Yeah, but it'd be so much longer than just actual surgery.
But it wouldn't rot.
An actual autopsy would be significantly easier, but seriously, why is no one laughing at Butt Whistle?
Oh, I was. I froze. Did you get it to roll if you did it the other way?
Oh, I was stuck in my own train of thought.
where are you guys going now?
I don't know. I'm following these guys.
There was stuff back here that we needed to backfill.
But we can worry about the backfill stuff later. We need to get Underscum back.
Well, there was a route up to the north at the end of this corridor that we didn't check out, and if everything to the east has been covered, then we can only go west. If I remember rightly.
Has anyone gone north or south?
Pardon?
Has anyone gone north or south?
We came from the south of here.
Ah, okay.
Because the lift is to the south. We have to go a bit west, bit south, and then we're at the lift. But we did. There's a passageway, and Vason just starts walking down this corridor. Like, we've been in this door. Like, there's nothing down here. Or at least there wasn't before. Quickly opens the door to check. Nope, looks quiet. Can't remember if there's anything up there. Did we ever come in here? I don't know if we ever went in here.
Honestly, I can't remember.
We just don't know.
This tunnel gradually slopes down as you go in. It slopes down towards wherever it ends up. I don't believe you have gone in here yet.
Ooh, this is new. Hey guys, I found a new room. It's slopey. How slopey? Well, are we talking about like 10 degrees?
I need to entertain myself. Hey John.
Yeah.
Does the spider body go crunchy crunchy?
Yeah, it's fairly husk at this point. There's not a lot of...
Toya is literally just going to jump and slam both feet down on the spider for that satisfying autumn leaf crunch.
It's a gradual slope, Vason. it goes down about 20 feet over the entire course of the slope, so it's...
Hook my head around the corner. Oh god, it keeps going.
You know, I'm starting to think I should probably walk with the big guy. Because I'm a tank.
Yeah, Vason's just going to get his greatsword out and just have it generally pointing forward. Not having that thing with the goo happen again. Never again. That was embarrassing.
Oh, you mean when we got slimed?
You all got slimed. I nearly died. Why is the floor green?
Vason, as you turn the corner, there's a weird slime? Green glow in this room.
More slime. Run.
And you look up to see the domed ceiling that is 15 feet high at the edges and 30 feet high in the middle is filled with acid.
Hey.
That is...
What?
Just pooled in the ceiling.
As in just suspended in midair?
Yep. It's like looking up at the surface of water, except you're looking up at it. And
I'm guessing it's not above me right now. It's above me if I take a step forward.
In the room.
It's wibbly wobbly gravity wavity.
There is also, in the middle of the room, that big circle with a star in it. Is an 8-foot tall statue of a four-armed fish humanoid.
I can only just about see that.
It is facing north.
does anybody have, like, an acid immunity spell? I'm kind of a bit reluctant to go under a giant roof of acid.
No, although the fact that the acid is up has got me concerned. I'll reach into my pocket.
Hey, John, can you move me to the edge of the room with the acid, please?
Wait, I have all those, like, ball bearings. Wait, I have a plan.
Okay, that's cheaper than what I was going to do. I was going to reach into my pocket, flick out a copper piece, and...
I know, I've got that remnants of a rogue's kit. I'm going to grab the, like, ball bearings and just start rolling them into the room just to see if anything happens.
Oh. I was just going to shoot one of the hands and see if the thing turned.
The ball bearing... just tinks into the room.
I get another handful and just do, like, good old, like, 20, 30 of them handful and just roll them all in.
They all tink around the room. Make
such
a perception check.
Okay.
what am I rolling for perception, John?
Plus four. D20 plus four.
Okay. One D20 plus four. Nine.
Why are we all so blind and oblivious to the world around us?
I don't know.
The balls just tink, 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 tink around the room. Perception.
Let's see if the page will load.
Neri, save us from ourselves.
Thank you.
Oh my god, thank god.
Neri, you sort of turn the corner and see the ball bearings bouncing around the room. And you don't see anything happening with the statue. The statue stays is a statue of a big fishman. You don't see the acid reacting in any way to the ball bearings. But what you do notice is that several of the ball bearings just sort of stop really weirdly in the middle of tiles, in like places where they have no real reason to do so, until you start looking at the spaces where they are stopping closer, and you notice that several areas around the corners of the room have very small drainage holes in the tiles, and the ball bearings are just sort of landing in them and, like, just stopping in the middle of the tiles because they are stopping in these drainage holes.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there might be some sort of drainage. So, I mean, are these stoppers, maybe? Stop the room filling up or emptying out?
What state is this statue in?
So the statue itself is facing the north wall.
But, like, is it intricately carved?
Its webbed hands are clutching a 1 foot square stone box with a lid and a keyhole in it. It looks very well carved. Very lifelike statue.
10-10 with statue again.
Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I'm going to walk towards the statue.
Wait! This is why I said, does anybody have like an arrow or a crossbolt or something?
I have javelins.
That should work. How accurate are you?
I'm a javelin athlete, so pretty good.
Okay, cool. Throw it at one of the hands and see what happens. Because I am going to bet money that this motherfucker rotates.
If I break the statue, this is on you.
That's fine.
All right. Nifir, if you don't mind shifting so I can get a better line, please. I don't want to stand on you. Oh, this is going to end badly. But yeah, I'm just going to brace, take good aim, and throw a javelin. What role do you want me to take?
John? Are you, first of all, it has four hands, two of which are holding the box and two are sort of up in the air in front of it. Which hand are you aiming at?
That's a good question. Which hand should I throw it at? It's your genius idea.
Go for the ones holding the box.
Okie doke. That's where I'm aiming.
Okay. Roll me a... just an attack with a javelin.
Times like these, I wish I had some sort of drum roll on my soundboard.
There we go. So, 17.
You fling the javelin and... I mean, it's a statue. It ain't moving, so it's pretty easy to hit. You fling the javelin and it tinks into the statue. It doesn't sink in. It's a stone statue, so it tinks into the hand and drops to the ground. You get the feeling that looking at it, however, the box is maybe separate to the statue.
Oh, this is going to hurt so badly. Neri, please have a healing spell ready.
Yeah, I do.
The rest of you, please just back away from the acid roof.
Oh, I had no intention of going in there. I suspect you're probably going to go flying up at any second.
It's going to hurt no matter what happens.
Aim another javelin at the box?
No, I want to get my javelin back, for one. But also, I'm going to have a better luck being delicate if I'm close. And, well, if Underscum was here, I'd ask Underscum to do this. But...
Well, sadly, now you're the second Underscum.
John, move me into the room.
Oh, apparently we both had this idea.
Oh, no.
Are we both reaching for the box?
No, I'm going for the javelin.
Oh, okay. Cool, I guess I reach for the box.
Let's see.
That's coming from a tabaxi.
So I know what I'm fucking talking about.
So is the box separate?
Yes.
And if I touch the box, I'm guessing I'm about to be drowned in acid. I try and lift the box away.
Okay.
Acid roof.
Toya, would you like to have retreated before he pulls this out?
Yeah, I'm literally just grabbing the javelin and getting the fuck out of there. Have fun with your box.
Okay.
Yeah, I am bracing to run the fuck out of here as soon as I grab this box.
Before he does this, does anybody wish to move further away?
I'll have to move a bit further away.
I mean, just enough that I don't get hit by splashback, you know?
I'm going to assume anyway, green is bad.
Do I have any spells of acid resistance? Nope.
Hang on, do
that's
I have...
Protect-
I might
that's,
hang on.
That's protection from poison, not acid.
And sadly, no, I have nothing to help you in this.
Detect poison, I think.
That's going to be so bad.
Okay, protection from poison. Here we go.
It poisons. Yeah, but it's going to be acid.
It's not poison. I have protection from poison.
Hang on. I might have something that can...
Please protect me from my own stupidity.
What do you really want? Is a protect me cone?
Did I just kill a character 10 minutes after joining the game?
No, I would have done this anyway.
To be scarred one, maybe.
I have protection from energy.
I don't know if that's the same thing.
See.
Do you have a shield?
Hang on. From here we go. Yes, it protects a creature of your choice from one type of damage: acid, cold, fire, and lightning.
Christ. If you'd be so kind.
So Nuri, you wish to cast protection from? I'm going to go ahead and just guess this: acid on our fine dragonborn friend here. Okay.
Yeah, I would say everyone leave the room entirely, because is a big slope, and I imagine that big slope is the entire room is that slope. And then shout when you're out.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Oh, right. Where is my channel divinity of peerless athlete when I need it?
What's funny is we're going to do all this preparation and nothing's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Here's what's really going to happen. We're going to do all this preparation. He's going to grab the box.
And nothing.
We're going to hear him scream in absolute agony. He's going to come rushing out of there with no box.
Okay.
Right, cool. Before I pick up the box, I would like to channel divinity peerless athlete.
Okay.
Because my idea is I'm going to grab this box, and as soon as this box is out, I'm going to sprint the ever-loving bejesus out of here.
You place your hands on either side of the box, and you focus on your inner athlete. I mean, what does peerless...
It gives me advantage on athletics and acrobatics checks for 10 minutes. Awesome. Mounts I can carry, push, drag, and lift is doubled. Distance of long and high jumps increased by 10 feet.
Could you make an athletics check?
All
you hear
is the eye of the tiger.
All right. athletics check. All right.
You were at advantage.
That is a 26. Dice gods are on my side for once.
You place your hands on either side of the box, and you start to force it slowly out of the statue's grasp, pulling the box up. It starts to slide and grind stone against stone out of the hands of the creature. And as you pull the box free, the creature in front of you immediately turns from stone back into a living Sahagwin.
Oh, this is not what I expected.
Well, fuck.
Bear with me while I just tell it to actually have a token picture.
Well.
See, any second now, we'll hear the screaming.
Would you like your box back?
Why is the roof not falling?
You fool, we fell for a prestidigitation of the roof.
Look, I've already lined back into a door today. No one has accused Mason of being intelligent. He's so very good at getting hit and hitting things.
That's the whole point of being a tank. If you have hit it with your sword and it is not dead, you have not hit it hard enough.
Exactly, that's why I hit them twice.
The question is violence, and the answer is yes.
The quantity is more. The suspense is killing me, John.
Not as much as the Sahagwin will, don't worry.
The suspense is terrible. I hope it will last. I actually I wish I had like popcorn or something to snack on during this interval.
I mean, in fairness, Underscum went toe-to-toe with three manticores. I should be able to go toe-to-toe with a Sahagwin.
What's a Sahagwin?
A giant merfolk? Well, technically a large merfolk.
Oh, so basically you want to fuck Cthulhu. Gotcha.
No, I want to make sushi.
Isn't that the same thing?
You and I have very different methods of cooking.
What? Sushi is basically eating raw fish. There's a thought process there.
No, there no, is. I got you. I got you. I got you.
Blame John. He invited me.
I am not to blame for the actions of Jennifer. I apparently need to reload my foundry, for it is decided I can't load pictures.
So much for internet anonymity. What's the whole point of a username if you're just going to tell everybody my name anyway? God.
Here at Final Boss Fight, we do care about our anonymity, but we also don't care about the sanctity of your sushi preparation habits.
See, you don't have to prepare the sushi because he's already got a nice egg roll for you.
I do actually have the spell egg prepared.
Oh yeah, I forgot you took that spell.
Well, it's just prepared. I'm not used to playing a D&D class that prepares spells. I'm used to playing a sorcerer who just has a set of spells. So, to be honest,
the crazy thing for me playing a warlock compared to like, oh yeah, we'll dabble in a bit of spellcasting. Oh yeah, I have like next to no spell slots.
I mean, unless you build the coffee lock.
Yeah, me and John were talking about this earlier. Also, I want to go one step further.
The espresso lock?
No, it's called the coke lock.
Pretty sure that's you have 700 spell slots now, and then you pass out 3 rounds later.
First of all, well, I suffered one point of exhaustion. I can do greater restoration. I'm fine. I have not slept for 5 days. I'm fine.
Sleep is for the weak.
Indeed. Basically, like, Coke Lock is every Comic-Con goer. Last minute cosplay rush. I'm fine. I'm holding myself together with duct tape and stitching.
Okay. I can see this token. Why can't anyone else?
Well, I can't do right now. I am hiding away.
Yeah, why can't Vason see it? Why can't my cameraman? My cameraman can see it, but it's not got a picture. No,
I am watching on Twitch, and I can't see it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying my cameraman cannot see it. I'm reloading the camera. One moment.
Well, I suppose whilst we're waiting for the for the world to cooperate with us, did anybody in the chat have any questions about the characters?
Drew has a question of what is sleep?
It's that thing that you do every night but struggle because you get kicked.
It's that brief moment when you peer into other universes and see what's going on.
It's how we see into your soul.
Okay, there we go. I can see the Sahagwin.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to...
Sahagwin my face.
Don't look into my soul, says Drew.
Well, that is a horrifyingly unsexy thing.
Look, Drew, I'm the maid of honor at your wedding. I have to look into your soul. Otherwise, I have to object on the day. And that just won't go down well if I have to object.
Could I get initiative checks from people, please?
What am I rolling, John? Or are you just going to roll for me?
I will roll your initiative for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 22. Now you roll well.
I rolled well before. I got 26.
Oh, no. Have you not seen my initiative?
Your initiative is 21. Yeah, just behind me.
I rolled a 19. Now I roll well.
Where is initiative now on this sheet?
Oh,
you appear to have rolled it.
All right.
You rolled a 9.
There we go.
Vason.
There's a big nasty monster in front of me, correct?
There is a big nasty monster in front of you.
Cool. I'm going to use disengage action to get out of range and then run.
Okay.
Run, Forrest, run!
It's kind of a bit like that, because there's a 26 athletics check that I've used to run this far. So, boom. So, disengage. I'm guessing this thing only has a 5-foot reach?
You can guess mark. That.
Cool. I'm going to go there with my disengage. And then I'm going to go... Din,
well, you don't actually move 20. As part of a disengage.
I thought you did. Okay, well, never mind. 5, 10, 15, 20... 25, 30.
Okay.
I woke the fish.
It's alive!
What's alive?
I don't think it's long enough been around for that conversation.
Nefiri, you hear the sound of as Vason starts running, and you just hear the yell around the corner of, it's alive!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and then dash. What's alive, you absolute maniac?
Statue!
Huh. And bonus action, summon right here.
Summon what, sorry?
Summoning sword.
Ah. You reach into darkness and the sword just appears in your hand.
Ta-da.
Wall went. Wall is going to... Do you need me to come in there, or are you going to lead it back this way?
Running!
Well, Basin's running, but I suppose we can keep falling back.
I'll be ready here then. And Wall just sort of wheels forward and readies the gun to fire into the room. And Haleth is just going to sort of move up to make sure that the fish person can't get past and attack the squishier Wall.
Now I'm wondering if we can get Wall a bigger gun. And we could just wheel him around like an artillery piece.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You got half cover.
But I'm not directly under the acid. That's more important.
Yeah, but the thing's going to rip off your arm.
Not with that, it's not.
That is a 16 bite attack.
I believe that's a match on my AC, so it does none.
So your AC is a plus 2 at the moment because of the calf cover.
Then it's an 18. It's below my AC. Okay, I'll admit the 27 does hit.
Oh dear.
You had an arm.
That is 20 points of slashing damage.
Oof. Well, that's 20 points of damage, and it's going to get tenetic. It's going to get blasted.
I rolled really badly on that.
I'm kind of glad you did, because otherwise I would have hurt a lot more. So, that's that. Ooh, I get more red as I get injured. That's a nice effect. But yeah. cool. And
sorry,
immediately
that's a javelin. Why did we get a javelin?
I don't know why that's there. I think the game got confused. I was adjusting my health. And where on earth is that now? Gift of the Gem. Yep, so that I'm going to use telekinetic reprisal. So it needs to make a save DC 14. Strength.
It rolled a 10.
Cool. It is now going to get... It gets very significantly blasted.
It's 10 feet away from you, isn't it?
It takes 2d8 force damage and pushed up to 10 feet away from me.
So it just flies back down the corridor and slams into the wall.
Cool. And so I need to do the damage roll for it. So that's going to be...
Please.
I'll just do 2d8. 9 force damage.
Apply damage. Okay. Toya.
Yes.
You are stood at the entrance way at the moment, waiting for Vason to come out covered in acid, and you've just heard him yelling, "It's alive!" and then getting mauled by a fish person.
Awesome.
Would you like to keep waiting here, or are you going to charge into the room?
I'm going to charge into the room. I'm a tank. Of course I want to charge into the room.
So moving your full movement, you can get to here.
That sucks.
Would you like to use your action to keep moving, or do you want to wait here for the fish to get to you?
Let's wait for the fish to get to me. I want to surprise it around the corner.
Okay.
It's a shame I don't have like a garrote that I can set up.
You have my javelin still, don't you?
Yeah.
Nuri.
Yes.
What would you like to do on your turn?
Who needs healing? I would just...
I would say me, but I don't think I'm in range. You can't see me yet.
Even know where I am on the map, so
you're around a bit of a snake. A snake bend.
I can't even see me on the map at all. I literally can't see my token, so.
Hmm.
Okay, now it's showing. Okay. If I come up here into the doorway. Now, can I see any? Can I help anyone?
Nobody that you can see needs healing at the moment.
Okay, let's see. What else can I do to help?
You could spend your action as a dash to keep moving further.
Yep. How much more space have I got? Because I know...
Well, one second. Where did you go from and to? You've got another 5 feet you can move. So if you dash, you can spend another 30 feet to get...
Up here.
You could get, say, to here. If you dash.
I do here, and then I'm... Sort of a little bit protected still.
Okay.
There we go.
Just to check, protection from energy, is that a concentration spell?
That is a good question.
I want to say yes.
I think it would be. Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, here's hoping that you don't get distracted by something.
Vason.
I'm going to very quickly... Did the acid at all look like it's gonna move?
No. No change in the acid as you left the room.
Hmm. I don't want to be near the acid when it drops, because that means running further. Cool. I am going to move to beside Nefera. And I'm going to get out one of my javelins. And essentially, I'm going to defer an action so that when this guy comes around the corner again, I'm going to hoist a javelin hand.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, yeah, he's probably coming around the corner soon. It hurts.
Nefira.
Okay, then. So we're just going to keep on running, are we?
Have you seen my shoulder?
There is a huge gash torn in his shoulder.
I can see the gash in your shoulder. It is pretty bad. Sadly, I've got no real AoE abilities. Oh, well. We shall continue falling back then. And I'm going to hold myself there, and I'm going to hold my action to cast Eldritch Blast when I can see the Sehu again.
Okay. Wole is going to roll further into the room. And just sort of gets to here and sets up aiming across the room.
Oh, we're making a killing box. I like it.
Haleth moves to here. The Sahagwin gets to here, and as it does so, Vaisin, your held action triggers and you hurl a javelin, and it disappears into the shadows behind the creature.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was my bad shoulder. I didn't think about that.
Actually, with that one, it just plucks the javelin out of the air as it sails past with one of its four hands. And now it's got a javelin.
Oh, shit.
And it's going to take a bonus action. It's going to take its action to dash.
No, I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
And you have line of sight now. Ho, ho, ho.
That I do. Not the world's greatest, but I do have some line of sight on it.
Yes. You have maybe three-quarters cover.
Top square. Well, I would like to risk it for a chocolate biscuit.
Okay. It's got a higher AC because of it, but go ahead.
Oh, nice!
That'll do it.
Nice.
For 7 points of force damage. Do I get the second Eldritch Blast on that as well?
You do.
Don't know why I did that again. That's the wrong button. Didn't mean to roll over the advantage. I meant to click that button. Damn it!
You fire two blasts of Eldritch Energy in the form of spider webs. One of them strikes true into the Sahagwin. The other chips the stones off the corner of the corridor as it slams into the corner of this corridor. And the Sahagwin is going to stop here. Because that's its turn. Toya. Angel.
Yas.
You are stood sword ready at the corner. It's not coming around the corner yet. Do you want to move closer?
I think I can this time, right?
Yeah, it's your turn again, so you can move in if you wish.
No, but I mean, like, I'll actually make it this time. Yeah. It looks like it's only 4, maybe 5 squares.
Yeah, you can easily make it.
All right, run me in there. I'm going to stab it.
I need to run you a course that apparently doesn't run you through a wall. You charge in, sword out. Do you rage as you charge in?
Sure.
As you turn the corner, you let out a bellow, and the shadows around you just seem to gather in slightly, and things tend to get a little bit darker. The skin on Toya just gets a little bit paler as she charges in, shadows coming off of the sword as she swings into the Sahagwin. That is, if you could so kindly roll me a d20 plus a number. If you roll me the d20, I'll tell you what the number is and we can add the two things together.
All right, hold on. Thirteen
plus 8, so 21.
Oof. Which, if that doesn't hit his armor class, I'm going to be mad.
Which definitely hits. So, if you could roll me 2d6 plus 5.
2d6.
Plus an additional d6 plus 3, so a total of 3d6 plus 8.
Okay. 3d6 plus 20.
Okay.
Nice.
The sword cleaves up and the shadows clinging to it scythe through the Sahagwin. And then Toya brings the sword round for another strike. Roll me another d20 plus 8, please.
Absolutely. One D 20 plus 8, you said?
Yep.
All right. 24.
That hits again, so you scythe through the Sahagwin a second time. This is just 2d6 plus 5.
All right. Hold on. Roll 2d6 plus 5. 16.
With two very solid hits, Toya just comes round and blood starts just oozing out of the Sahagwin Baron. Just a thick blue-green slimy blood trickles out from the wounds. Toya seems pleased by this.
I'm concerned that we have a bloodthirsty psycho in the party now.
Nuri.
It's beautiful. I'm so happy.
Nuri, it is your turn now.
Yep.
I think I traumatized her.
No, I had to plug in my laptop. It was on my last legs.
Aww. I haven't accomplished my goals then. Damn it. I'm going to have to try harder.
Make sure my curls are not crushed. One second.
It's no fun unless someone leaves with trauma.
It isn't a D&D party without a bloodthirsty agent of chaos. Too right, brother.
Right. Who needs healing?
Amazingly, I'm pretty sure I was that in the last game, too.
Vaisen very much needs healing. Or Vaisen is the only one that needs healing at the moment.
Yes, please.
Unless you want to heal the fish.
Please don't heal the fish.
Do it, I'll stab it again.
This is a distinctly different tone from our last barbarian.
But I'm down for this one, though.
I was down for the other one, but I have a feeling this with this barbarian, we would never have had Ick. Ick would very much be dead.
Nuri runs around the corner and blasts you with healing, Vaisin, for 14 points of healing.
I can do maths. Bum, 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 bum.
Anything else with your turn, Nuri?
I don't think I do have anything extra I can do, so...
Okay. It is then Vaisin's turn.
I'm still holding a box.
You are holding a box.
I'm guessing throwing this box would be an action.
I'll allow it as a bonus action.
Cool. Nefira, catch. I just toss the box to Nefira behind me.
Okay.
What?
Nefira, on your turn, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, as I let go of the box, I just grab my greatsword and I'm just going to go straight into a, like, big old thrust into the middle of this thing with my greatsword.
Okay. That'll hit.
I don't know if that's doing the whole complicated greatsword attack thing that... No, wait, no, that applies to my damage. Never mind. 16 damage. That's going to be quite nice. And I'm going to follow that up with...
That's double sixes.
Yep. I'm going to follow that up with a thundering strike, because I kind of hope that a big fish man doesn't like lightning.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I think I've misunderstood the order this has to be done.
No, it's a bonus action, so you can do it whenever.
And I've already used the bonus action.
That's a good point.
Never mind.
The bonus I'll action have to fling the thing. Yeah, just hit it with a sword.
Yeah, hit it with a sword again. Let's do all this again. Buff. 17.
That will just hit.
Cool. And damage. Another 12. Wait, sorry. Why another green number? Why is that 16 a green and that 12?
Because you rolled at least one maximum number.
Ah.
But 12 is more than 7, which is how many hit points it had left.
Huh.
So you just bring the sword round twice. As you fling the box, you fling the box back over your shoulder, bring the sword round twice, shh, shh, and the Sahagwin just collapses backwards onto the ground. Nefira, can I get a dexterity check from you, please?
God.
A dexterity check, you say? An 18. The dice gods have not forsaken me.
You reach out as the box is coming towards you and grab it out of the air before it slams into you. And just gently cushion it and bring it down. And you are now holding a locked box.
I will dismiss the sword. Actually, no, I'll keep the sword out.
And we're also going
to end... Is it like locked with like an actual lock or like a padlock?
There is a keyhole in the box.
Anybody here got some like really nimble fingers?
I can smash it?
No smashy.
I mean, is an artificer. I assume that involves having nimble fingers.
Does
Wall have the knock spell?
Does Wall have the knock spell? That would be a lot easier than trying to pick a lock. What level is knock? Is it first or second?
I have no idea.
Second, I think.
He does not.
Well,
does know how to knock? Well, that's terribly rude.
He does knock. He can lock.
I tell you guys, I have a big sword. I can just break it.
No smashing.
He does, however, have lockpicks.
Ah, well, that's good.
So he does have nimble fingers.
Neri, how long is there left on that protection from acid spell?
I have no clue.
At this point, about 3/4 of an hour.
Oh, plenty of time. Right, cool. I have to start wandering back in.
Okay.
Have a nose around. now that, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to imminently drop on me.
The acid remains in the ceiling at the moment. The statue's plinth is still there. Roll me a perception check, Vason.
Oh, my naked boy. You what?
Oh, dear. I know this is being said to a dog, but this feels like in character Vason's being called a good boy. That's funny.
It's not.
Oh, God, perception. Why? Eyes God.
You look around the room and just, no.
No, my dog just trotted up, so.
you don't see anything in the room.
Not even my ball bearings?
You see the ball bearings, actually. I'll let you see the ball bearings for a 9.
Alright, I'm just going to have an investigation. I'm just going to have a look at the plinth and see if there's any writing on it.
No. Vason. Nefira, do you give the box to Wall to unlock?
Indeed.
Okay, let me check that. Because there is a number.
Wall, open, please.
Okay.
That was a very Wall-like sigh.
Okay.
Nice.
Wall gets out some tools and like a small pair of goggles and just starts fiddling with the lock. And a few minutes pass and there's a and as the click of the lock happens, the acid falls.
Ow! Run! Does the run thing?
I'm somewhat concerned I can see a ruler coming out.
Okay. Yeah. And the acid reaches up to the end of this ruler.
Oh god, this is gonna hurt.
Faison, the acid splooshes down around you.
Did you have to say sploosh?
I believe that's an appropriate term right now.
No, splash. 16. Sploosh is something completely different.
Splooge is something completely sploosh different.
Is what happens when I see Doctor Strange.
You take 16 points of acid damage as the acid starts burning into your skin. Vases.
Admittedly,
is that at all modified by protection from acid?
It would be halved.
So that's 8 damage.
So and it floods the room to a depth of 5 feet and flows 40 feet out into the hall up to that point. And then you can hear it slowly draining away through the holes in the ground.
Thankfully, canonically, I'm a good swimmer, so I'm gonna just swim / run out of this acid. Okay, thanks, bye.
So as you don't have a swim speed, it does count as difficult terrain, so you can move half your speed, I believe that is how swim works.
Sorry, I didn't mean to roll that. Unless that roll ends up being useful. In which case, I did. Let's try to take a look at what athletics covers. But yeah, so 10, 15.
And you then take 12 points of damage, half to 6.
And 5, this is how Vason dies.
15.
And you then take 15 halved to 7.
5, 10, 15. And I think I'm still just in the acid.
Just in the acid, so you take 11 halved to 5.
Five, ten.
And you come splashing out of the acid, just sizzling scales and armors just... Your armor is really damaged at this point.
I was going to say, yeah, this armor is already pretty wrecked before.
So, that's no longer chainmail you're wearing, it's just tinfoil.
I like to think of it sort of like jewelry mail. Like, it's still structurally chainmail, but has the same bloody utility as the metal chain around my neck. Thank you, Neri.
All right.
I'm just going to have a little lie down. Doof. Just collapse on the floor by the edge of the acid whilst it drains.
Over sorry, the... guys, I'll be right back. My dog's begging to go out.
Over the course of the next 5 minutes, the acid slowly drains down the holes of the room.
What happened to drop the acid?
When they opened the box without the key.
No, I get that. It's just I don't know that in character. So someone would tell me.
Wall's like, I got the box open.
Sweet, Vacin is now like medium rare.
Wait, what? Why?
He got covered in acid, he's fine. What's in the box?
Wall opens the box. It's a heart.
Like a love heart or a living heart?
Are we talking Edgar Allan Poe here?
Brian Withered.
That sounds like a cursed object.
Well, that's gross.
One moment.
I'm curious now. I'd like to look in the box. Is it like full-on cursed Dead Man's Chest, Davy Jones, heart beating in the corner?
It's not beating. It is...
You said it's dry?
It's dry and withered meat in the shape of what would be a heart.
Has anybody got any salt?
You don't need to eat everything. I don't know, is it kosher to eat a sahagwin?
Guys, wait a minute. And Wool, what does Wool pull out? Wool just pulls out an owl feather and a pearl and starts casting a spell.
Oh shit, he's got magic!
And about 10 minutes later, yeah, this is cursed.
You don't say.
It's a heart in the box. When is that never uncursed?
Surrounded by acid.
I won't lie. Like, there was a bit of me that was just like, I should just do Detect Good and Evil. That would have been much quicker.
If you attune to this heart, like, you can attune to it like you would a magic item.
Fun.
But it will switch places with you. With your heart.
And...
it's not gonna work.
So basically, it's a trapped magic item that is devious. I love it.
Well, since we can't use it, can I eat it?
I wouldn't eat it. I'd just leave it.
Okay, sure.
Wait a minute. Okay, so this is just... a cursed magic heart that will swap places with your heart if you attune to it, correct?
Yeah.
Haleth?
Yes?
Do Do you want a heart?
No.
I just suppose I'm not really using the heart I have.
I'm just curious. How, what happened.
How about we don't? And we put the lid on that and we throw it into the pool of acid.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea.
One, no. Don't, let's not destroy it. It's got magic in it.
It's a cursed heart. What are you going to use it for?
I don't know. I'm not an artificer. Wall, can you do anything with it? Like, I don't know.
It's a cursed take heart. What are we going to do with it?
I don't know.
I was thinking we can use it to protect the money in Troll Skull.
Oh, that's fun. That was a fun idea.
Fine, I'll put it in the bag of holding.
Thank you all. You are absolutely precious.
Plus, there's bound to be a collector who's interested in stuff like this.
But there was that person who was buying magic items. If we warn them about it...
If there is anybody collecting magic items, particularly looking for cursed shit, they are not a good person and you should not be giving them the cursed shit.
They were looking for magic items, but this is a magic item.
I mean, this screams bad guy.
They weren't looking for cursed shit. They were looking for magic items.
Also, no, they're still looking
at a kind of...
Have you ever known any decent person to hoard magic items?
Yes, most of my species.
Which cut? I'll raise my hand.
So, yeah.
You haven't seen my bedroom.
I was going to say, I raised my hand as well. It's like, hi, dragon.
And I'm a complete cleric, which is in search of holy items and just picks up random trinkets.
Actually, I think Wol would also raise their hand. I make things.
You guys are not helping my point.
I didn't think we were intending to.
I still think we need to drop it in the acid, but okay. You know what? You guys want to carry the cursed heart? Have the cursed heart. But I tell you, if that thing comes back to haunt us, it's your fault.
That's you entirely
like
fair. You're
carrying around like a troll's head. Eventually, it's gonna, regenerate.
What?
I mean, we burnt the rest of its body. It should be fine.
I'm traveling with a bunch of idiots. How did this happen? First my girlfriend, and now my new friends. What the fuck?
Oh, friends, after so long, that's actually pretty impressive.
I mean, you don't have to be my friend if you don't want to, but I kind of figured we just killed a giant creature together. Isn't that, like, how you make friends?
Speaking of which, you're a cat person, that's a fish person. Is that kosher to eat?
No, and it's cultural appropriation, and I'm offended. No, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Technically, it's a shark person. But, I mean, still a fish.
So
the important thing is it is meat that we can cook and eat.
I just realized something. Sorry. If I may free play with the fact of... I don't know if my character would know this in character, but it seems like something he would know from his background.
Okay.
Because I think Sahagrin are the favored food of brass dragons. Being a brass dragonborn who comes from a cult of wanting to be a dragon, this is kind of like giving me candy. Yeah, I'm just gonna start like lopping like bits of this thing. I'm gonna start butchering the carcass.
Okay, you spend some time, you butcher the carcass.
I'm gonna give him a hand because if you don't know how to cook your dungeon kills, you fail as an adventurer. Obviously. I'm
just so happy.
You spend some time butchering the Sahagwin Baron together.
Making friends.
I think that's a good time to stop because some of us need to be up early in the morning.
Yes, I was going to say, as they butcher away, I just sit there and just supervise. You missed a bit.
Hello, Sergeant Arm again. just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps. And it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.